I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Folks inside the country say another food aid delivery from Iraq just arrived in Lebanon. The massive explosion in Beirut earlier this month destroyed nearly all of Lebanon's wheat supply, along with helping its Near East neighbor. Iraq is learning from Lebanon's tragedy. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says officials recently cleared Iraqi ports of all hazardous material. Iran's growing influence strikes fear in both countries. Ask God to strengthen his church in Iraq.
Even now, as the Shias have taken control of many different areas and locales, they're actively persecuting Christians. Pray that the church would stand strong. We know that God works through prayer, and he is faithful to do that.
Find this story at our website for more ways to help.
We as Christians want to help Christians so that they can continue to be a beacon of hope to the nations, and particularly to the Middle East.
And far from just impacting Beirut itself, the massive explosion on August 4th will negatively affect millions of refugees who fled to Lebanon from hardship in their own countries. Anne Hamming of Tent Schools International says,
when it's hard for ordinary Lebanese citizens, it's even harder for the refugees. The word we're getting so far is that this explosion is going to make a dire situation even more desperate.
Over 1.7 million refugees call Lebanon home, hailing from countries like Palestine and Syria. Tent Schools is providing humanitarian relief and education during this crisis, so pray that many in Lebanon would see the gospel reflected through Tent Schools' work. And thanks for listening. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.